let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done.
Welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Prophets Don't Wear Plaid. My name is Brian David Thompson, and I want to thank you for listening, remind you to subscribe, tell a friend, and I just want to mention that this is part two of a podcast series, and last week, well...
We started talking about President Trump.
That's what she said. Is that a Freudian slip there?
Yeah.
That's C.K. Thompson, by the way, and also
Hello.
Mike Thompson is here. With us. I'm Brian Thompson, as I mentioned. And we're just going to get straight into it. So without further ado, go ahead, CK. Where were you at?
Welcome to the podcast, and thank you for listening. We are coming to you from beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right.
On the Streams of Many Waters podcast network.
As always.
And yes, great people there. Today we're going to continue to let her rip. This is part deux.
Mm-hmm. As the French would say.
Yes. I took 3 years of high school French. Mm-hmm. That's why I can say that.
Okay.
And, we're talking about the presidential election and how it is connected with revival. Uh-huh. We've got Pastor, Prophet Mike, Apostle Mike Thompson.
A lot of people interested in this subject, by the
way.
In
the studio. Yes.
That's right.
Yes, they are.
Go
and
ahead.
It's kind of an energizing podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got to let her rip. I almost wondered if I said a little too much last week, but I don't know. If you want to find out if I did, check out podcast number 23.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what we're going to end up as a title
for
this one.
Still up in the air. And this is 24 right now that we're starting. So
Right. And you know what? While we took a break there
Before
recording, we looked up the results for the primary. This is a Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
The primary in Oregon and Kentucky.
Kentucky, okay.
And as of 5:30-ish Pacific
mm-hmm.
time, Kentucky, Donald Trump took Kentucky, and they already projected he took Oregon as well.
Yeah.
Cruz gave him a
no
good run for his money,
yeah.
But yeah. Trump took both of those.
Right. He has no official competition, so that's not a big surprise at this point.
Right. And Bernie and Hillary are just in a dead heat in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
It was 46% each, like 46.3 for Hillary, 46.6 for
Right now, latest numbers that I've got as of right now, 98% reporting in is Clinton, 47.2%, and Sanders, 46.2%.
Ooh.
So she's just widened that lead to exactly 1%.
Wow. Okay, that's Kentucky.
That is Kentucky.
And from what I could tell, it looked like Bernie Sanders took Oregon. Now, if you're interested in talking about politics more, you should check out the Vote Wasted podcast on the Streams of Many Waters.
On this network. Yeah, that's the political show on this network. So, yeah, you should definitely check that one out.
I'm starting to sound like them. Hi, guys. So, this is Prophets Don't Wear Plaid. I'm not wearing plaid at the moment. That is a joke, by the way.
Right.
Everybody lighten
Dad.
Up. Okay.
So, where were you?
Okay, let's get back to... I have Mike Thompson in the studio today, and we're just recording a few because there's so much to say. We were talking about the season of the apostle and prophet
mm-hmm.
on planet Earth, the season of the prophet, and that the prophets and apostles are seeing and saying something different than the traditional religious rite. And we talked last time a little bit about that the religious rite, and in fact, Mike, say hello. Sorry.
Hello, I should say that?
You should
Hello,
say that.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Sounds like Christmas vacation,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. I should say that. Hello, everybody. Okay, yes. You said the religious right missed it. That's a quote from last Sunday, which will probably when this goes
Uh-oh.
Is posted. It's going to be a couple weeks ago. A lot happens in just a short span of time, so...
That's right.
We'll start back there again with why did you say the religious right missed it? Just briefly recap.
Yeah, just a recap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, it's because their season of political influence has waned,
mm-hmm.
and that God has raised up a new movement that has that kind of political influence, and it is the apostles and prophets in this apostolic prophetic movement now.
Yes. And isn't it more like it's spiritual influence? Not
yes.
It's spiritual influence that's impacting the political realm, but it's not that so much that they're doing it politically.
Well said. Yeah. The religious right has more of a tendency to physically get involved in the political process, to go to Washington, to do those kinds of things, whereas the prophets aren't. But they have sway with the people.
Right. They have influence.
Influence in the spiritual realm. They're the ones that see what's happening in the spiritual realm and are interpreting that for the people in general.
Yes.
And that's why so many of, not all, I mean, you can't paint everything with a broad brush, but so many of the prophetic ministries in the United States right now are all saying that, you know, they see that God's hand is on Donald Trump. He's the wrecking ball. He's the bulldozer.
The bull in the
China
shop.
He's the trumpet. He's
the
all of those things, you know, the Cyrus that God has raised up for the purpose of shaking the powers that be right now.
Yes.
And God gave me a vision. An angel appeared to me and talked to me about prayer for Donald Trump, showed me his face and said he was the one that God's hand was on. That's what drew me into this. That was April 7th. And since then, now, he's become the presumed Republican nominee.
Yeah.
But you find that even the powers that be right now on the far right are trying to find a way to get rid of him and bring up their own candidate.
Sounds
They're
like,
meeting behind closed doors.
Boy,
They're,
that sounds just like Oregon back in 1987 and 88.
Oh, yeah. The 80s, you bet. That's strong new, spirit of Pharisee there.
Pharisee, big time. Ooh, yeah, go back and listen to the last one if you want to know what we're talking about there. They can't control it this time. God has intervened.
Right, he's gone outside of that. And it's not that they weren't they're godly people. It's just that power.
I'm having my doubts about some of that. Okay. Well,
I understand. They're saved, hallelujah.
Well, that's good.
They're God going is, to heaven.
He sure is merciful, isn't he?
I think the important thing
you
is
know
that
how I really feel
their time, that time has passed.
Right.
It has now been handed to this movement, the apostolic prophetic movement.
Yes.
That has come into full swing just within the last 20 years,
yes.
primarily 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And for the first time, well, see, as I mentioned before, that the Lord does nothing unless he tells his servants, the prophets, first. He does nothing in the earth. Part of the reason for that is because he needs someone to speak it into the atmosphere. That's part of our job. The creative power of the tongue, the power, the prophetic power of the tongue, and he needs his people using their forces for good. I'm talking about the power of their tongues, their words. Oh, man, my mind just went, I want to go so many different directions right there. But he's speaking it to the prophets so they can say it. And a lot of prophets are like timidly like stepping out there, starting to say it. And it's like we're trying to put it out there so that people can, you know, receive it because it's different. They're used to being told by the religious right. They're used to being just straight up told what to do. And now the Lord is saying, recognize the form of the Lord. It's time to start recognizing the form of the Lord. Operate
well said.
In a different plane than they're used to operating in. Mm-hmm. He's calling everyone up to operate on a different level than they are accustomed to operating. He said, when it comes to political things, and I'm speaking as a prophet, as when it comes to these political things, it's no more time for fighting this fight in the mud, in the devil's arena, you know, with the devil's kids. God has a plan and purpose and a destiny for our country. He does want to make America great again. I do believe it includes Canada and others. We talked about the young lions. Okay. And he needs his people to not be afraid of a new thing. Not be afraid to speak, to recognize the form of the Lord, and to acknowledge that God is doing something different for the purpose of revival. See, God's purpose isn't just to take power. He's, you know, that's what the religious right wants to do. That's what Pharisee does. That's what Jezebel does. They're all fighting for power. Mm-hmm. The Lord is fighting for souls. He's bringing revival. That's his point, his purpose. Souls are in the balance over this whole thing. And people need to come back to God's purposes when it comes to a presidential election. It's like for the first time being brought to what is God's heart right now. It's not time for judgment. It's time for revival.
Amen.
And the Lord showed you, over the last several years, revival hanging in the atmosphere over the United States, over America, and even sent the Archangel Michael, which I know sounds a little out there. The first time you told me about that, I was like, whoa. This is to tell you, to show you the revival. And the thing that and I'm recapping quickly so we can get back into this, but the revival that was hanging and ready to touch down in America, these strongholds kept being built up against and keep the revival from coming. And Christians are praying. They're praying, doing warfare, and just as it seemed like as quickly as the angels would, you know, were tearing down these strongholds, new ones were being built up. And you asked, and correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. You asked Michael, the archangel, angel of Israel, and we're spiritual Israel. You asked him, why do they rebuild like that? Why don't they just stay down? And Michael said, because of the hearts of men, the mouths of men.
Mm-hmm.
They are rebuilding. They are actually using their mouths to empower demonic spirits to rebuild the things that are holding up revival. They're keeping it from coming.
That's correct.
At the same time the Lord was showing you that, you were visiting with angels, he was talking to me about the spirit of murmuring in the land.
Yes.
And how God's people were murmuring against him, against politicians, against one another. And they'd entered into a season where they thought it was okay to just murmur and murmur and murmur. And to where they just have cast off restraints when it comes to their mouth. I think it's okay to just hate in the name of the Lord and just badmouth this person and badmouth that one. And
yeah. And pronounce judgment on America.
Yes.
And, you know, we're a third world nation. This is the decline of America.
Right.
God's going to judge us, you know, and how could he, he'd have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if he let America continue. And then on and on and on.
And those are the things that help build up the strongholds in the heavenlies that keep revival from coming up till now.
Right.
And now the Lord is bringing a wrecking ball. And I know I'm going out on a limb here.
Sure.
But I feel the presence of God. And so like, okay, just remember, guys, I believe this. I'm telling you what I believe as a prophet. I believe that Donald Trump is anointed by God to be the 45th president of the United States, like King Cyrus, who was not, he was not a Jew. He was an idolater, but God anointed him to deliver his people so that they, out of captivity, so that they could go
back to Jerusalem, rebuild Jerusalem and the temple.
There you go. So it was for his purposes. He uses foreigners a lot in the Old Testament. God used foreigners to take care of his people and to keep his own word to his people. So whether or not Donald Trump is a Christian is really not the issue. Only God and Donald know this.
And whether his policies are perfect and the best in every situation is not really the issue either.
That's right.
He's chosen by God to shake up the system and to change the way that the powers of be have created it that is detrimental to not only the advancement of the United States, but behind the scene, the advancement of the kingdom of God.
Right. Those things that have been holding up revival.
Yes.
Poverty. The sitting president we have right now. The Lord told me he brought a spirit of poverty upon our country that he wants to break and bring prosperity back to America. Well, Donald Trump has a strong spirit of prosperity.
Right.
Some people are offended at it because he has money.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know, if you read that in Isaiah, it even says that he doesn't take a bribe. King Cyrus didn't take a bribe. He didn't need their money.
Right.
And, boy, that sounds familiar. You know, and he's a wise man, Donald. I know that now he's allowing people to give or asking them to give to his campaign. And I know it's all pretty much moot when it's all, you know, said and done. But some people are starting to say, see, he's gonna be in someone's pocket. The man could buy and sell America practically. He's not going to be in anyone's pocket.
No, he's not.
He's not. What he's doing is allowing people to invest and have a sense of investment into what he's doing. He understands that people need that. And where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He may not understand that actual principle, but it is. Wherever you put your money is where you feel invested. You feel like you're connected. So he's giving people an opportunity to connect. There's no way that he needs their money in order to win.
Right. That's it. And you know, the sitting president at this particular point has done more damage to the relationship between Israel and America than any preceding.
That's true.
And one of the things the Lord spoke to me back in, it was the summer of 2014, he said that revival, which we're talking about now, we're not preaching politics, we're preaching revival.
Exactly.
But why the political atmosphere and the themes that are happening right now in this election are connected with revival. That's why we're discussing these things.
Yes.
But he told me that revival in America was connected with Israel, that there was a relationship, a link between Israel and America that would bring and usher in the next revival also. They would be key components. And so that during this next presidential election, one of the things that he would do is that he would remove, and he was working on removing the enemies of Israel, even if, this is the way he said it to me, they are in political office in the United States.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So that's changing.
It is. You know, I had a dream. I'll just throw this in. Don't forget what you were going to say.
Uh-huh.
I had a dream last fall where I saw, our sitting president. You got to look at the date on this podcast if you're listening to it next year. I saw our sitting president was in a barn, like the doghouse. He was in a broken down old building.
Mm-hmm.
And he had done something to kind of, he had said something, had done something that kind of exposed his true self. And the anointing that he was incapable of carrying. I got to word this carefully because I know there's some people. And, okay, I'll just say it. Take it however you want. He was incapable of carrying the demonic anointing anymore. See, the Lord told me back in 2012, like a month before before he was reelected, that he had removed the kingdom from him. So I was really floored when he was reelected, because I honestly thought, like, praise God, it's over. The nightmare is over. But it wasn't. And I even asked the Lord, why did you do that? Why did you tell me, like, 1 month before the, you know, because it went out and people started asking me, why? What happened? He didn't say he would not be reelected. He said that the kingdom had been removed.
That's it.
So, so I wrote, not a retraction, because I don't retract a word of the Lord. I know what I know. I heard the gavel fall in the court of heaven and the holy watchers. If you want to know if that's scriptural, look in the book of Daniel. And I heard them talking about the president and that he had, lifted up his heart like, King Nebuchadnezzar. And basically said, I am God, and was commanding everyone to bow down to the idol of himself that he was building. And the holy watchers, I didn't even know it was in there. It's in there. Angels, they were watching. I heard them say, this day the kingdom is removed. And bam, I heard the gavel drop. And his power has waned ever since. And, you know, just for perspective on that, King Saul, the prophet Samuel told him that today the kingdom is removed from your hand.
Yes.
Wasn't it like years before? It was a span of time. I'm thinking I could be.
I don't remember if it was exact, but I do remember, yes, it was a number of years
before it actually manifested in the natural realm. I mean, and King David ascended the throne. Yeah.
And David had been anointed years before that.
Right. He was anointed by God. Mm-hmm. He was the anointed king of Israel while he was running from Saul, being chased down, running for his life, hiding in the caves.
Correct.
And it took years for the Lord to get things set in order in the natural. But once the prophet pronounced it, it was just a matter of just a few years. But it
would
take,
play out.
It did play out. So the Lord is using his prophets now to speak. I saw it. I saw that thing lift off. I dreamed it last fall. I saw that, the president.
Mm-hmm.
The sitting president could no longer carry that demonic anointing anymore. He wasn't strong enough for it. It is being exposed. And I also saw that the I'm going to say what I saw in the dream.
Sure.
I saw Bill and Hillary Clinton. I saw Bill with Obama in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And that Bill was getting too old to carry the, quote, anointing that he was accustomed to carrying. And I saw Hillary. It was like this whole inbreeding thing in the spirit, a spirit of inbreeding amongst them. And that she was trying to get disentangled from it for her own political gain and purposes. And having a hard time getting away from those guys. And in the dream, she was trying to get disentangled. She was definitely distancing herself from the president. And she was also trying to distance herself from her husband. And I don't really... I don't remember how that one ended. I just thought that was interesting that these people do carry anointings.
Well, a lot of people think that the word anointing means it has to be from God. No, anointing is spiritual empowerment from whatever source.
Exactly.
So, yes, there is the anointing of God, but then there's also other anointings that are not from God.
That's true.
Spiritual impetus and power.
Right. And people need to be aware of that. That's why they need to know the Word of God, recognize the form of the Lord, pray in tongues. You know, they need to be doing third heaven intercession, which we'll probably get into more next time, for the country. But people, this is where, as believers, we are salt and light here. God is holding back the judgment because of the souls, because of revival that he intends to bring forth. And no man has the right to step up and say, it's time for judgment, and this is the last days, and Jesus is coming back, and the world's going to end. Did you know the Bible doesn't say the world's going to end?
Right.
We were just talking about this. The earth is not coming to an end. It's a world without end. There's going to be a whole new heaven and a new earth.
Renewed.
Yes.
Yes.
It's going to be restored back to what God intended.
Uh-huh.
And better.
Yeah.
But so it's not the end of the world, people.
Jezebel and Pharisee.
Okay, Jezebel and Pharisee, and the false voice of prophecy. I got to say, there's a voice of one crying in the wilderness right now that needs to shut up. It's a false voice of prophecy that people are so fear-driven. I took this a different direction. We'll come back to this question. People are so fear-driven right now.
Yes.
And they're looking for answers. They're looking for prophets to stand up and say the truth. And that's why I'm speaking. I'm going out on a limb. I'm being bold. Because they need to hear, what is the Lord saying? What is God doing? First of all, he wants you to trust your heart. I hope this validates people when they hear this. Because there's been so much confusion about what's the will of the Lord in this election. So at the same time that the Lord is raising up the prophets and apostles and the prophetic movement and making it a credible part of what he's doing in the earth. I'm talking about the credible prophets, not the fruits, flakes, and nuts. Every movement has its fringe of people that, bless their hearts, are just zealous and have no knowledge of the word, and so they kind of, it's kind of embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And right now there's a false voice of prophecy, especially like out on YouTube. Man, be careful on YouTube, because it's, you don't fall into the rabbit hole of conspiracies, and it's all fear-based. All of that conspiracy stuff is fear-based. The FEMA camps and the and just all the stuff that they say are going on out there, are just it's insanity. I it's almost like if you watch one video just to see what's going on, all of a sudden you're just inundated with all this ridiculous stuff about the Illuminati and the Rothschilds and the all these different people that supposedly secret societies with power behind the scenes, as if anybody is bigger than God. To me, that's mm-hmm. the point. It's whether they exist or not, I don't give a flip.
Mm-hmm.
Because what does that have to do with us? We're the ones that are supposed to be bringing the kingdom.
Yes.
We're supposed to be bringing like a secret society, and air quotes going on, that is so much more powerful than any of those. So people have been drawn away, enticed by seducing spirits of fear, false voice of prophecy about it's just a fear-mongering, and it's seducing them away from sound doctrine, sound teaching of the word. They don't want it. They won't listen to. If you want to to them, tell them what the word says. They think you're old-fashioned. If you want to
mm-hmm.
Ah, what is wrong with this picture?
Honor.
It's insanity.
You're not enlightened and informed.
I guess.
To all these things that can happen.
Oh my goodness. When the Lord spoke to me, I mean, He speaks to me in dreams. I night visions of the night. And one of the things he says to me a lot, he says, first of all, the main thing he says, souls are in the balance. Stop thinking about your own soul all the time. You know what fear does? It makes you think about yourself constantly.
Yes.
You're like, you're covering your own butt all the time.
Uh-huh.
Start caring about someone else's. No, wait a minute.
Soul.
No. Yeah. These things, these seducing spirits and voices out there, are just seducing people away from sound teaching of God's word. It's seducing and distracting them from listening to true prophets of God. How many people have a problem in the body of Christ with prophets and prophetic, but then they'll turn around and listen to this stupidity?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, we don't believe in prophets. Oh, but you believe in that?
Uh-huh.
You believe in this ridiculous... Okay, it's just, it blows my carnal mind. Okay, it seduces people away from walking in love, which is huge, because perfect love casts out fear. And the Lord told me back then, he said that the key to walking, all the things that God has for us now, supernatural youth. This is a season of supernatural youth. Supernatural finances, it's the season. These are anointings, breaker anointings that God is sending on the earth. And if he told me the key, the only thing that people stumble at that's keeping them from walking in it is they have to walk in love. You have to walk in love in order to walk in these anointings. And mm-hmm. so these other things are nothing but fear. It's the opposite of love. Hate is not the opposite of love. Fear is the opposite of love. Fear produces all the other. The hate and all of that stuff. It's fear driven. And so as long as they're walking in that and listening and following after these false voices of prophecy and conspiracy things, it's all completely fear driven. And so therefore they're out of sync with what God is doing in the earth. And then when they spew it into the atmosphere and talking about it, don't mm-hmm. empower it, you guys. Don't right. help it. Don't let these guys get rich off of you. Our battle cry is no fear. We are warriors, you know. Mm-hmm. Our ministry, we are warriors. We're intercessory prayer warriors, third heaven prayer warriors. And if you have a problem with that, but then you want to espouse this ridiculousness about the Illuminati and all of that one world order crap. Who's stupider? I mean, really, just look at it. If you think that we're out there by talking about third heaven authority and all these things, and yet they turn around and they just espouse this stuff. Like, good heavens. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools? It's really sad, man. Especially, I watched one the other day, and I was just blown away at how this guy sat there and professed to be a Christian. Okay, I'm not going to say he's not. I don't have the ability to, I don't have the right to sit in judgment over his soul. But then he went on to just, I mean, he sat there and cried about how much he felt the Spirit of God. And then he just turned that thing, twisted it around, and started talking, just spewing the most visceral hate at another guy. Apparently they're having some sort of feud. It was between the initials AJ and GB. And that's all I'm going to say. I couldn't believe it. Like, they're both equally ridiculous. They have no right to... They have no right. Okay, I guess they do. This is America. So that means I have a right to say this, too.
That's it.
Walk away from that, you guys. Do not listen. Whatever you feed on is going to what you become what you listen to. Don't feed on that stuff. Feed on the word. Feed on this. Feed on what prophets are saying now. Kim Clement, and he's coming back. He's you know, pray for him. He's got a hard row to hoe right now. Said that right, didn't I? I've been praying for him just about like every night. I pray for Kim Clement because I know this is the dark night of the soul for him. But he is coming back. And
yes, he is.
Stronger than ever. The enemy tried to strike him down because he was a voice. It was getting too close to home. He called out Trump way back. And Donald Trump, whom I believe is intended to be, and I want to stress that, it's God's will. I do believe the Lord wants him to be the 45th president of the United States. And honestly, I believe he's going to win by a landslide. Okay, I'm just going out on a limb. But I'm also trying to help Christians who are confused about this to grasp that don't look at the outward appearance. Don't judge by the seeing of the eyes and the hearing of the ears. If we would spend half the time learning the ways of the Spirit and to how to recognize the form of the Lord instead of just feeding on the wind and feeding on the fear out there, we would do so much. I mean, we would bring the kingdom. We'd bring that revival. I mean,
yes,
and it's keyed. It's keyed off of that election. So I'm going to get back to that. I had to go there for a minute. No fear is our battle cry, prayer warriors. We are compelled by the love of God. Fear is the opposite of love, and perfect love casts out fear. Remember that you are covenant people. Walking in love brings you into divine, a realm of divine covenant protection. You're protected, even if any of that stuff is true. Why are you afraid of it? If any of the things they're saying out there are actually true, what difference does it make? That's
right.
Why the Lord
God's
says,
bigger than.
Absolutely. Greater is he that's in us. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And when you walk in love, it brings you into an area and a realm of supernatural covenant divine protection. So walk in love, even if it's true. You've heard people like Terry Mize had a great testimony way back, you know. Walking in love, I mean, there's so many. Nora Lamb back then. Nowadays, there's even more stories coming out of people that know who they are in Christ, and they're walking in love, in God's love, using every opportunity to love those that hate them, bless those that curse you, etc. And the divine protection of God, literally, point-blank bullets couldn't kill them. Like in Terry Mize's story, look him up on Facebook. Look him up on the internet. Terry Mize, M-I-Z-E.
He wrote a book, More Than a Conqueror.
He was in Mexico, deep down into Mexico, and was stopped in the backwoods somewhere. He was preaching the gospel. And they took him out of his car for some reason, and someone did. I think it was drug cartel people. I don't know. been a while.
It's been a long time since we read the book and were involved in that, but yes.
And they shot. They tried to shoot him. They tried to kill him. Point blank, these bullets were just bouncing off the ground all around him. It scared the guys so bad that they told him to ordered him back into his car and get out of there. They couldn't kill him.
Right.
The power of love is just off the chart, you guys. This is that's what God has given us. Divine.
And that happened to Nora Lamb also.
Right. She was in front of a firing squad in China.
Yeah.
And they couldn't kill her.
Yeah. The bullets never reached her. They just fell to the ground.
It happened a couple times.
So that kind of testimony, yes.
Those testimonies we'll hear more and more when people stand up and walk in love to the point that God is your defense, period.
Mm-hmm.
And these are great days. These are intended to be great days of destiny for God's covenant people. So don't let these false seducing voices draw you into fear.
Yes. Let me give a quick testimony.
Yes.
Not too long back, I received a phone call one night and the church office, and I answered it. And it was a lady who had looked up the number on the internet. She was from a different state. And the reason that she was calling is because she needed help. She saw that, you know, we were a valid, stable prophetic ministry. And the question was this. She said, we got mixed up with some prophetic groups that were all into teaching that, you know, these kind of conspiracy theories, that the banking industry was going to collapse, that Obama was going to declare martial law and, you know, and march people into the FEMA camps and this and that. And so my husband and I sold everything that we had. We lived in Oregon. We liquidated everything. We moved to, I think it was Montana. And out in the middle of nowhere, we bought a house and we bought property. We could be self-sustained. We could be off the grid. We were there 3 months and my husband died.
Oh.
Now I'm stuck here all alone.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm isolated. I have no friends. I have nothing.
That's
and I feel like the devil deceived us. So I talked to her for quite a while and explained to her, yeah, the enemy did deceive you. It was stuff not true. And so eventually the decision she was able to come to through all of that is to get back into right place with God, back on the Word of God, and to she was going to liquidate all of her stuff there, move back to where she had a support system,
yes.
Get hooked up with some good, solid prophetic ministries that weren't wacko. And
yes, insert Twilight Zone music.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay.
That's a good case in point. We've seen those things, you and
yes.
ICK. We have seen them over the years.
It's heartbreaking.
What yes.
The fear, in the name of the Lord especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so, that was horrible, what happened to that lady.
Yeah.
But the
so
Lord
God gave us a brain for a reason.
Yes. Walking in the Spirit does not mean kiss your brains goodbye.
That's correct.
And, wow.
Okay.
Okay, so step away from the fear. Step away, kindly step away. We were talking about that the prophets and apostles, it's basically mostly the prophets, but it's the prophets and apostles that are influencing this election rather than the religious right. And you had said the religious right missed it. Actually, yeah, you're right. And we discussed, I think maybe I'm just sort of recapping here, how the religious right had to be brought down in order for the Lord to bring our country on into revival and destiny. And so people are looking for answers. They need to know. They're used to someone telling them. So I'm telling you this, but I'm also saying you need to pray. Pray in tongues. If you don't pray in tongues, find someone who does and have them pray with you and help you, because it is the will of God for you to have a prayer language. I'm just throwing that in. You can intercede yourself into the will of God. We can intercede our country into the will of God. And that's what we've been doing. We hold regular prayer meetings about the elections, and that's where Mike had the visitation from the angel.
Uh-huh.
Was it a vision?
That's right. It was a vision.
Mm-hmm. About Donald J. Trump, that the hand of God was upon him.
Yes.
Okay, when I say that I believe it's God's will, I also say that I'm not saying he... What am I saying? Okay, you only stoned the prophets in the Old Testament. We're under grace now. Because I'm not saying he's going to be the next president. Maybe I am. I know this. I do believe it's God's will. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But God needs us to work with him on this. Our job is to teach people how to think, not tell them what to think. So some people get a little frustrated because we don't come right out and say, this is what you should do, and this is what you should believe when it comes to these things.
Right.
Instead, we teach them the Word of God and teach them how to hear from God so that they don't need someone to come along and say, this is what you should do, and this is what you should think.
Oh, what a wonderful point.
Think for yourself. Learn how to hear from God and recognize the form of the Lord. Because when you do, and you hook up with the anointing and the season that we are in, you got to let go of that old stuff, people. There really is time to let go of the old stuff and go on with God. Because he wants to do something new and amazing on planet Earth. It's not the end of the world. It's not time for judgment. He would have mercy rather than sacrifice. Mercy triumphs over judgment. It's like Jonah going to Nineveh. He went pronouncing judgment, but they repented. And that really ticked him off.
It did. He was upset with God. Wait a minute. I want judgment.
It made me look bad. It didn't come to pass like I said.
Right.
Sometimes people actually receive a word, and so the judgment doesn't come.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's part of what we're saying here is receive a word so revival can come. There's some people who would rather have judgment than revival.
Goodness of God that leads to repentance.
Exactly. The kindness of God. Man, if you want judgment more than you want revival, I would encourage you to go get with God and pray and ask the Lord to, line your heart up with what are his purposes, what is his heart about. Kind of put yourself in remembrance of souls. Why did Jesus come? In the first place, why did he come and die on the cross in the first place? He didn't come into the world to condemn the world. I mean, John 3:16-17, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He was the only begotten at that time. Now he's the firstborn among many brethren. That's us.
Yes.
He gave his only begotten son that whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Then it goes on and says, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So if you're wanting God to condemn the world, you might want to have a little bit of take stock.
Of your own heart.
Yeah.
Reality check.
And, I was always amazed that some of the people that were like having these 24/7 prayer, they were praying 24 hours a day and proud of it. Sorry. And then they come out with the dumbest things like God's going to bring judgment upon the West Coast and stuff like that. I'm like, wait a minute. So you want to tell me that you're praying 24/7 and now you believe that God's not only not answering your prayers, he's bringing judgment? What have you been praying for the last, for 24/7? Judgment? Or are you praying for souls? Because if you're praying for souls, God's not sending judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the answer to your 24/7 prayers? What the heck? Excuse my French. What the bleep? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Why on earth? It's just so stupid. So help me wrap this up here for today, and then we're going to go on next week. I said we were going to do it this week, but we're going to go on next week, probably into a little bit about Jezebel, the what do you call them?
The political spirits of Jezebel and Pharisee.
Yes, that. And also, how can we pray with third heaven authority, third heaven intercession, in order to line ourselves up with God's purposes in the earth? Because God has a destiny for America. I mean, it's great. He does want America to be great again. God gave his word to the founding fathers. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't forget those things. It's important. So, people, I want people to know how much God loves you personally. I'm talking to you now if you're listening. If you're still with me. God loves you. He wants you to be free from fear. He wants you to be free from poverty. He wants you to be free from sickness. He wants you to be free from everything that would hold back your destiny in your life. And one of the ways he wants you free is by setting America free in order to fulfill her destiny. It is revival time.
Yes.
And revival is connected with this election.
Okay, everybody, tune in next week. We're going to pick up the conversation right where we left off. And thanks again for listening.
And thank you for listening to the show. You can reach C.K. Thompson or Brian David at prophetsdwp@gmail.com. Or check out their website, www.wordoflifeworldoutreach.org. Thank you very much for listening to the show, and we'll see you next time.
The show you've just heard is part of the Streams of Many Waters podcast network.